What's up? What's up? What's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone is having a great week. Start to their week, actually, and you even have a better week as the time goes on. Tonight, I would like to talk about being alone. I could say that could be a very difficult journey, being alone, appreciating self, and taking time to be with self. I honestly do a lot of things by myself. I go on vacation solo. I go out to eat. I shop alone. I go to a park, I do picnics alone, I go to events alone, and I even went to parties alone, you know. I did a lot of things alone, but sometimes, you know, it's still difficult for me to really be alone when I go through trials and tribulations in my life. I still find it difficult. Especially when I don't really hear from anyone. It's just me going through what I go through. Mentally, it could be a lot, you know. And sometimes you want that friend or best friend to hit you up just to see if you're good. And when you don't get that and it's just yourself, it could be disappointing. For me, it's disappointing. But then I think about it a little bit harder. You know, because I don't want to hold resentment towards others, because at times people could go through what they go through, or they have their own lives, so they're not able to think about you and what you're going through. I think about, what if the higher power, positive ancestors, want me to be alone when I go through things, so I'm able to realize what I'm going through and I'm able to find lessons in what I'm going through. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's great to have that support system to help you out and hold you and make sure you're good. But at the end of the day, I feel like it could be more powerful when you go through what you go through alone, and you're able to really break down what it is that is going on in your life and why it's happening and what you're experiencing, what you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you have people going through your journey with you regarding the down moments, it's kind of difficult to understand what you're going through, because you also have input of others as well as their perspective of what you're going through. And there's nothing wrong with that. Of course, it's always good to have that support system. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's the norm not to deal with things by yourself. You need to have other people to deal with things with you. And as I said, it's nothing wrong with dealing with things with a support system, but sometimes I do feel like when you deal with things alone, you're able to look at the bigger picture and have a clearer sense of mind of what's going on. I say that because you know, I have gone through things. And I see the difference on when I was leaning on everybody to be my support system to when I had no choice but to lean on me, and how I was able to fully grow from situations because I was able to take the time to understand what I'm going through and lean on me and see how I'm able to grow from what I'm going through. How I'm able to expand my spirit with what I'm going through, you know, and look at everything that's around me at my down moment, and being able to build myself up because nobody is around me, it's just me building myself up. It was like that gave me the confidence that I've been looking for so long. Like, I was able to build myself up from this down moment and glow from that and be better and, you know, expand my mind and spirit from what I went through alone. You know what I mean? Me, myself, and I, you know? I'm not going to lie, I still struggle with not having, how can I say it? I still struggle with not having, how can I say, a very powerful support system regarding friends. Like, I have a support system, but I still struggle with the sense that they may not be there when I want them to be there, or they may not show up how I want them to show up personally. And I struggle with that still. I'm not gonna lie. And I don't want to struggle with that, because everybody can't be there the way you want them to be there. And that's okay. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody can't be like you, how you want them to be there, because they're not you. You know? And they could only understand how far they could go with being supportive towards you. And at times, it may be needed that they can't be what you need them to be, because you need to be what you need yourself to be for what you're going through. Yeah. You got to be the friend that you're looking for. You got to be that for yourself, because this is something that you had to go through alone to experience clarity. You understand? A couple of weeks, I was just going through it. And I was just talking to God, like, oh, honestly, I don't want to talk to friends. You know, I want a woman to talk to me who is sure of her words, who has experience, who understands life. And in my head, I was thinking about how she was taught, how I would want her to talk to me, and how stern I would want her to be, and how clear I would love for her words to end towards me. So, you know, I was thinking about that. I went to sleep, you know, not really thinking about nothing. And a couple of days later, I decided, like, you know, let me take a walk here and there, and let me go to a park and eat. And a lady came up to me and she was like, do you know Jesus? Usually I'm not really into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know there's God, there's a higher power. I don't think God is a he. I just think I feel that God is just, you know, a higher intensity. That's what I feel like. That God is a higher being. I cannot call God a he or she. So, you know what I'm saying? So for me, when it comes to religion, it's complex for me. Like, there's some things I do believe, but I'm more in a spiritual sense. So when she said, you know, do you know Jesus? I'm like, for some reason I said yes. And she ended up sitting down. I was telling her, like, you know, I'm a little sick. I don't want you to be around. She said, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I'm going to talk to you. I want to talk to you. So we end up talking, and we had like a good half hour, 45 minutes talk regarding like just life, God, Bible, people who try to, beings who try to take you off your path, not being so led by flesh. And just being able to have a clear mind on life and knowing that you got to be there for yourself and you basically never alone. And it's crazy because just a couple of days ago, I was asking God, like, are you able to just give me someone who is sure and has a clear word? And here this lady was right in front of me, being that woman that I thought about. I couldn't help but, like, really cry in front of her, because it's like, wow, thank you for even coming up to me, because you don't even understand what I asked God for, you know? And I feel like that's beautiful, because what if I was consumed talking on the phone with a friend to, you know, coddle me, or talking to somebody, and I say, you know what, I'm not even going to go to a park, I'm just going to go home and talk to you and relax. What if I was doing that and I was so busy, you know, being consumed by other people that I didn't even see this woman talking to me as clear as she did to teach me life lessons within 30 to 45 minutes. You know? I definitely took heed to that and made me realize, like, you know what I mean? Once you pay attention, you're able to get the things that you want in life, you know, and it could be done for you spiritually. And I think that's, I know that's beautiful to me. That's very beautiful to me. And I sometimes ping pong between, like, being by myself or always having people around. And it's just, like, you don't need people around all the time when you're going through something. Sometimes you just need yourself to be connected to the higher power so the higher power can give you clear message so you're able to take that in. And that's the beauty of it all. You know, that's the beauty of it all. Being alone could be very, very hard. I'm not gonna lie. It could be very hard because your thoughts is louder than usual. You think about a lot. You in your own head, in your own emotions, in your own spirit, you know? But however, when you start to heal from the traumas that you have, because sometimes people don't know how to be by themselves because they're afraid to be by themselves. They're afraid to face themselves. They went through so much trauma. They need people to around them to boost their ego or stop their thoughts or let them forget about things. You know what I'm saying? Or they're not able to be them. They're not, because you're not really being yourself if you always want people around, because you're a mixture of all the people that are around you. You have their energies and spirits all around you, and that influences you to be them. When you're by yourself, you get to know yourself. You're breaking yourself apart. And from there, you're able to see who you are, and you're able to open up yourself, open up those barriers that are closed because of traumas to really face who you are. And get to know who you are in the inner spirit. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, like, being by yourself, I feel, is crucial to do. You know, if you want to do it for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, months, you want to do it every other day or every other month, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be small, it could be big, a lot of time, I mean. It's totally up to you, but I definitely recommend taking time to be by yourself to get to know who you are, your likes, your dislikes, what's your triggers, what heals you, what you're not fond of, what's something that bars you about what people do, what are passions, or what are you into. That, you know, all those things play a role on how you want your life to change or how you want to elevate and grow. And I feel like when you find out those things, you're able to change your life and basically become the being that you need to be in this lifetime. Being alone doesn't have to be a sad trip. You know, it doesn't have to be a sad journey. And you don't always have to be lonely. Being with self, you know, let's say it like that. Being with self could be filled of happiness, peace, and quiet. You want to appreciate quietness. Not always having people talking. Not always having hustling and bustling of other people or energy, you know, roaming around you. You want to be with self so you're able to be still and understand who you are as a being. You know, right now that's something for a couple of weeks. You know, it's been challenging for me. However, I feel like it has made me grow and realize a lot of things about who I am as a woman and who I want to be. And I truly, truly appreciate that. I appreciate it. A lot of the down moments I've been through was by myself. You know, I did have people who cared. How you doing? You good? It gave me talks, but I know majority of the time I did go through my down moments, I was by myself about, we could say 70 to 100%. 70 to 100%. I was by myself, understanding what is going on and what I'm going through, or grieving and breaking free from that grief and becoming, you know, more elevated from that grief or trauma or down moment. So I felt like I wanted to share that. I hope somebody resonated with it and it could elevate you as well. All right? Nothing but peace and blessings.